Sometimes I feel so nice, good God. I jump back, I want to kiss myself. I've got soul, and I'm super bad. Hey, I said I'm super bad. Bridge, come on.
Pain in the morning, 8:24, Monday. If that doesn't wake you up, nothing will.
Is he saying he's super bad? Is that what he's saying, Mildred, that he's the bad dude? Hey, he's super bad, or is he just playing the song super bad? I can't handle it.
Super bad. Got the mover that tells me what to do.
Hope you guys are coming off a good weekend. It's been stormy as H-E double hockey sticks in Philadelphia.
Hey!
Don't make him like that anymore. Busting out a couple slight dance moves on the video. Thomas Paine podcast, Paine of the Morning. On patreon.com/truepundit, subscribestar.com/truepundit, where you can see the video podcast of this audio podcast, Podcast Mania. Back behind the mic again after a short break. I have a wild weekend of news. Watch it. A wild weekend of watching news, reading news, prepping for another week of news. And we appreciate the support on those two platforms I mentioned, patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. Folks who subscribe on there to our subscriber-only area and benefit us directly. Goes a long way. Monday morning mailbag. Let's do some Monday morning mailbag before we do the traffic and the weather. One of the things I like about those platforms, as I've said, is the banter or the intel. And it's tough to get a beat on the street, so to speak, when you're not able to be on the street. So people talking real. And no one's attacking each other and trying to stab each other, like on Twitter. So we'll start off to get a feeling of what's going on out there. Away from the mainstream media, whatever bullshit they're slinging. Let's check out some real folks. Jen, who's an RN. Thanks again, living out here in the People's Republic of Los Angeles. As a mom, I could lose her mind. Your podcast makes me feel better. I am the only one that hates Fauci. Wait a minute. Let's start over again. I've lost my mind. Thanks again. Living out here in the People's Republic of Los Angeles, a mom could lose her mind. That wasn't so hard. Your podcast makes me feel better. I am not the only one that hates Fauci. LOL. Have a great Thursday. From Laurie F. You're so right, Mike, about criminal Cuomo jacking up the deaths in New York by keeping people on ventilators and sending elderly who were infected to nursing homes to infect residents there to kill more elderly. Didn't use the Army field hospitals to treat the vulnerable. Because of Cuomo's incompetence in making New York look like a hotspot, fraud Fauci used New York as the basis to shut down our country. Exclamation point. It's all so disgusting. They should be arrested for crimes against humanity. Like you said, Mike, the deaths from nursing homes will be even higher when all this is over. Where is A.G. Barr? from John, you are probably the only human in the universe who could get me chuckling about a 40-foot guided missile found by accident in Tampa. That story was crazy. Some last week. What else we got here? We got some other quick ones. I appreciate all the accolades. It's nice to read good stuff. I'm so used to reading bad things about myself. personally, I'm sad if I see the morning show is under an hour. Yeah, I'm greedy. Okay. We'll try to keep it about. We've been like an hour and 20 minutes lately. There was one on here that really stuck me in the gut. From Grateful Girl, today I'm in tears. I shut my business down. I worked debt-free for 3 years and just had to call it. It will never be the same for me. I'm trying to build some kind of retirement plan. Not so I can take a break, but just to have money when I'm physically unable to work. No idea now what that will be. Hanging on. Ellipsis. Dot, dot, dot. That's fucking brutal. To see that kind of stuff. I offered her to come on the podcast if she wants to and talk about it. Said maybe there'll be some opportunities that pop up after you talk about things like that. It's brutal. It's brutal. This is what they've done to us. This is what they've done to you. A lot of support for her on there. Some people talking back and forth. It's nice to have some support these days, man. I'm telling you, it's fucking brutal out here. It's a battlefield. That just goes to show you. I mean, I could talk for an hour just on that. Just on that message and what they've done to us. And to you and to all of us. And your kids, your grandkids, your friends, your family, your loved ones. Mr. Cigar Truth, the FBI and DOJ are corrupt to the core after seeing the Russians, Mueller, and his Nazis went after Skate. I'll just wait and see how this plays out with Bannon and company, SDNY. Yeah, I'm with you, man. To a certain extent, we're all spectators out here waiting to see what happens. Christopher C., love the idea of Friday pain after dark or some such as mentioned as I thought on the show today. Yeah, that's definitely in the works. There's good stuff on here. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff about politics, personal, as you see. People going through hard times, man. And she's not the only one that was on here talking about hard times. Isn't there a song, Hard Times? It's a song, Hard Times. I think it's maybe Curtis Blow. Have to look that one up. So there you have it. A fresh street beat, so to speak. Life on the street. What's really going on out there, and it's brutal. I tell people, keep your chin up. There's always opportunities. Even when things look bad, there's always opportunities for you. Just have to be open to it. Sometimes one thing ends and it seems devastating, but something better comes along and it can be even bigger and better than your life before, and you just have to be open to that. And you can look back on these things and say, man, I remember when I was depressed, things didn't look so good back then when this business closed down, but something else came along and I'm doing way better than I was or would have been previously, so maybe everything happens for a reason. So you have to keep your chin up, folks. That's all we can do. and help each other. If you can help somebody out there, help them. It'll come back around. It'll come back around. You got an extra steak or something and you know somebody's not doing so well, give them the steak. It comes back around. It's the most incredible thing. Really does. Let's get into the news. So we appreciate that banter and that kind of like a little sense of family going on these platforms. Patreon.com/TruePundit and Subscribestar.com/TruePundit. I enjoy reading this stuff. It helps me, obviously, keep my pulse on what's going on. And also, because it's easy to get lost these days. It's easy to get lost with all the nonsense we have to read and listen to. First headline, Joe Biden, I'm prepared to shut the United States down to stop the coronavirus. Wow. Tack it up, tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down. It happened on the strip where the road is wide. Wait a minute. Wait. I think they got the lyrics wrong. Let's try it. Tack it up, Biden's gonna shut you down. This guy. We made fun of people working out of their mom's basement for years, and now he's going to be a president from the basement. Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden said during an interview on Friday he's prepared to shut down the whole country to stop the coronavirus pandemic. Biden made the remarks during an interview with ABC News host David Muir, who asked Biden,
if you're sworn in come January and we have coronavirus and the flu combining, which many scientists have said is a real possibility, would you be prepared to shut the country down again?
I would be prepared to do whatever it takes to save lives because we cannot get the country moving until we control the virus. That is the fundamental flaw of this administration's thinking to begin with. Biden chimed. In order to keep the country running and moving and the economy growing and people employed, you have to fix the virus. You have to deal with the virus. Is there a virus problem? What's the fucking problem? I think CDC data shows more people have died from the flu in the last 6 months. The common flu, the common cold than this. So what? I don't understand. Is this a problem? All of a sudden, it's a problem again, right? Because they want to make it a problem. So Muir pressed, so if the scientists say shut it down, I would shut it down, Biden said. I would listen to the scientists. So he's going to listen to Fauci. Yeah, that's going to go fucking well. Biden's remarks come as millions of Americans have lost their jobs due to the pandemic, and new research has found that the lockdowns have had devastating impacts on people's mental health. What do they expect? They're going to lock people down again? What do you think? They're going to sit around and take it? Playing with fucking... Was Molly Hatchet has a song, Flirting with Disaster? I should look that up. They're flirting with disaster. The CDC, according to Forbes, conducted a survey of 5,400 people between June 24th and the 30th and collected data on suicides. And the results is downright alarming. Roughly 25% of young adults between the ages of 8 and 24 say they're considered suicide because of the pandemic. 25%, folks. Fuck's sake. About 30% of the respondents said that they had symptoms of anxiety or depression. And about 26.3% reported trauma and stress-related disorders caused by the outbreak. Over 13% said that they have used alcohol, prescription, and or illegal drugs to deal with their pandemic-induced stress and anxiety. The amount of Americans reporting anxiety symptoms is triple the number of this time last year. CDC reported that 11% of adults surveyed had seriously considered suicide in the past 30 days. That study showed 19% of Hispanics reported suicidal ideation, and 15% of blacks reported suicidal thoughts. As it relates to young adults, Dr. Robert, I like to falsify AIDS vaccine research, Redfield, director of the CDC, said, "We're seeing, sadly, far greater suicides now than we are from deaths from COVID-19. And I remember talking to John Moynihan a few months back. He said, this is a disparity operation. They're going to bleed the country. And he's right. That's what they've done. People are desperate. You start talking about suicide, man. Start thinking about suicide. You know what that's from? Let's go back. I'll tell you what it's from. Because I got kids. And I coach kids, a lot of kids. And I understand what's going on here, I think. Roughly 25% of young adults between the ages of 18 and 24 say they've considered suicide because of the pandemic. 25%. I think it would be interesting to ask those kids if they're athletes, student athletes, or they have some type of an extracurricular activity in school or outside of school that they really enjoy, and that's been taken away from them. That's what's going on here. These kids break their ass. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be athletics. It could be building robots. It could be anything. I'm not going to be Dr. Jock. But having coached kids in high school, having coached high school kids and been a head coach in high school, these kids were, and having athletes that did very well in my household, far beyond their talent level. They didn't have any talent. Believe it or not, very little talent, but they had heart and they worked and they got really good because they worked and they had heart. But there's kids out there that break their ass. It's like their life. They see academics is one thing, but athletics is a way with decent academics, but athletics is a way to get ahead, get to college. Not a lot of their parents can afford college, so athletics gives them a road to success. You take that away from a kid? You take that away from an 18-year-old, a 17-year-old, 20-year-old? They've been working on it 15 years. They've been doing these things for years, for a decade, over a decade, right? What do you think is going to happen? Think they're going to sit around and feel good about themselves? This is going to play out. Now, we know a lot of kids that are just hanging on, waiting for these fucking teams to start back up and be like, all right, we had a break, man, you know. And that includes college football players. I got college football players in my family, Division I players. They're just waiting. They're bummed out. They're freaked out. They're waiting. They're nervous. They're anxious, and they're waiting. That's just the athletes. What about all the other kids? Their lives have been turned upside down. They can't see friends anymore. They can't hang out with friends. They can't go to school. What? Then you got the kids under 18. Kids in middle school, grade school. What? They think they did something wrong. One day they go to school, and the next day they're not allowed to go to school again. And when they do go back to school, they have to wear like a helmet, a mask, a shield. It's what they've done is criminal. This cannot go unchecked, uncountered. You watch. You watch. Mark my words. Everyone has a breaking point, especially parents. We all have breaking points out here. When you see your kids, the most precious thing in your life, or your grandkids, you see them weathering this stuff, it cuts you to the bone. There's not a damn thing you can do about it because it's being done by communists, criminals, state, local, and federal government. There will be hell to pay one way or another. I guarantee it. They're fucking with the fabric of this country. That's what they're doing. And I don't think it's going to go the way they think it's going to go. I really don't. I think there's trouble ahead, man. And if they pull this shit again, like I'm hearing they're going to do in September, they're going to shut everything down again. A month, what's today, the 23rd? A month from now, I'm hearing everything's going to be shut down again. They're going to go through this dog and pony show, even though that the mortality rate is plummeted. And also the mortality rate is a disgrace. It was a 99.9 8% of people survive? They're going to shut it down again? You're going to have fucking problems. You're going to have problems. Let's see what happens. Let's keep our fingers crossed and say some prayers or whatever. Whatever you want to do, but let's... That's what's going on. Then you got parents at home and grandparents. They're depressed too because they see what they've worked for and everything they've worked for is out the window. They're going to leave a shitty world for their grandkids and their kids. I'm worried about it, aren't you? Aren't you worried about it? The kind of world we're going to live? Leave. For the people that we brought into this world, the people that we love, that we've come to love during the travels we've had. On our journey here on this rock, aren't you worried? I'm worried. What the hell kind of world are we going to leave? I'm getting fucking upset. I got to calm down. Let me play some music and I'll take a drink and fucking relax. I get fired up, man. I think about the kids. It tears you up. Give me a second. Jesus. All right. It's nothing like starting Monday off with a swift kick to the teeth of reality.
Had a pretty good weekend. Everything's gone. Jesus Christ, this guy is really bringing the crowd down. He must be really fun at parties.
Actually, I'm a lot of fun at parties. I'm not even allowed to tell the stories of our college parties still. And my wife said, nah, yeah. No stories till the kids are 21. Let's just not give them any ideas. The kids turned 21, and my wife said, let's make it 30. My God. Back when you could be a man and not some kind of whatever the hell celebrated now, some kind of soy latte fucking pipe stemmer. Listen to this one. This one's out of control. Virginia plans a mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations for all residents. No, Virginia with the Governor Northam, who was pictured in his school yearbook, either in blackface or KKK garb. We can't figure out which one. There were two guys standing next to each other. He was one or the other. So it's always nice when you have a crazed racist running your state. And now he's going to tell everybody they need COVID-19 vaccinations. How is this even constitutional? I don't see how this is constitutional. I was talking to Dr. Judy Mikovits, who said if they come for her, she's got a syringe waiting behind the door. Come on in. Give me my forced vaccination, and I'll have a surprise for you. You stick me, I stick you. I was laughing. I think she was half kidding, maybe, but it was still kind of a funny comment. But that, I mean, come on. They take everything else from me. Now they're going to pump stuff into your body. You got to draw the line somewhere, guys. This is fucking insane. And your kids? Governor Northam in Virginia. Let's see here. Your Racist Friend by They Might Be Giants. That seems like a good song. A little racist friend. During an interview that aired on Friday, the state's health commissioner said he planned to invoke state law to make vaccinations mandatory once a Western product is available. Our racist friends running the State House of Virginia. State Health Commissioner Dr. Norman Oliver, call him Oliver Twist, told 8 News on Friday that he planned Oliver Arm Twist. He plans to mandate coronavirus vaccinations for Virginians once one is made available to the public. Virginia state law gives the Commissioner of Health the authority to mandate immediate immunizations during a public health crisis if a vaccine is available. Yeah. My law says, come on, fucking bring it. Let me introduce you to my law. Better warm up the fucking GoFundMe if they come here. So I'll be locked the fuck up fast. I'll show all these right-wing frauds with their GoFundMe what a fucking GoFundMe is about. There won't be any fucking doubt whether it's legit or not, believe me. Health officials say an immunization could be released as early as 2021. Dr. Oliver says that as long as he is still the health commissioner, he intends to mandate the coronavirus vaccine. That sounds like a challenge to me.
I know one has seen Dr. Oliver for 3 weeks now. The search continues.
It is killing
people now. We don't have a treatment for it, and if we develop a vaccine that can prevent it from spreading in the community, we will save hundreds and hundreds of lives.
How about dozens of lives? Is it spreading? You know what else is killing people now? Fire. Are we going to outlaw that next? This is fucking stupid. This is not a pandemic. These guys are crazy. They're crazy. They're fucking crazy. Our racist friend in Virginia. They got a song for everything, don't they? Pro-medical choice activists in the state argue that the issue is a matter of medical choice, and that the hasty expedited approval process being implemented by the FDA is grounds for concern. How about the Queens of the Stone Age battery acid? That's what they're going to be pumping into you and your kids. Fucking battery acid. Bill Gates battery acid. BGBA. State health authorities insist, meanwhile, that they would never mandate a vaccine that hadn't already been proven safe. Oh, really? Says who? The decision comes after Massachusetts... Let me go back before I lose my thought. Whatever happened with these liberals with my body, my choice?
I have the right to extinguish the life of a human being. If I'm pregnant, it's my body, my choice.
That's out the window now? So we can just get rid of Roe v. Wade? We can reverse Roe v. Wade? Because you just fucking reverse Roe v. Wade if you pass this shit. Because your body is not your choice anymore. So we'll just get rid of Roe v. Wade. I mean, this is what was going on. All that bullshit marching up and down about, oh, my body, my choice. Now you're going to lay down for this? 81% of liberals are pro-vaccine. Fucking dummies. So it wasn't your body. It's your body, but it's a government's choice. Okay, we're clear on it now. So you're marching around like a bunch of fucking assholes since the 1970s. Pro-abortion types. You just threw that out the window. Now you don't care. Oh, the government knows better. It's okay. Guys make no sense. It's fucking mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling how stupid. You guys self-contradict all the time. For someone who's smart and intelligent that's out here watching... like many of our listeners are, many of our readers are, it's mind-boggling. It can be so dense on a chronic basis. How can you jump up and down, carry your signs around, my body, my choice, and the government comes around and you don't say, hey, no, my body, my choice, assholes. We've been doing this whole fucking scene since 1970s. No, you guys just lay down.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't want to die. I'm going to get that.
Fucking some man heads. Virginia's decision comes after Massachusetts. Did I say shits? said it would make the flu vaccine mandatory this year as part of a campaign to protect the state's medical system. We suspect Virginia and Massachusetts won't be the only states to discuss mandatory COVID and or flu vaccination in the coming weeks as the school year begins. You guys at home need to have some conversations about where you sit on this. This is a kitchen table item, folks. This isn't about fucking what's on Netflix. This is serious stuff. If these guys try to pump this into you and your loved ones, are you going to stand around and let them do it? Mandatory? Man, what the fuck does that mean, mandatory? It's insane. Where are all these lawyers, these so-called great lawyers? Where's Levin on this?
Hey, Mark Levin here.
Where's Mr. Constitutional Lawyer? Is he on another book tour?
Read my new book. Buy my book. Buy my book.
Are you going to challenge this?
Buy my book. Buy my book. That's all I fucking hear from these guys. Buy my book. Buy my book.
This is a song called I Am Above by In Flames. Played these guys a week or two ago. Top rock band in Sweden. Because the next story has to deal with Sweden. All you constitutional lawyers out there, you can wake the fuck up anytime you want, you fucking bunch of Rip Van Winkle big mouths. Do something about this. My God. Too busy fucking pimping your dumb books. You're going to need those books. Put in front of the door when they come with the needle. Sweden's lead epidemiologist says wearing face masks is very dangerous. Which probably means it'll be mandatory in the U.S. since they're on a kick to kill everybody. Sweden's top expert on the coronavirus has warned that encouraging people to wear face masks is very dangerous because it gives a false sense of security but does not effectively stem the spread of the virus. It's very dangerous to believe face masks would change the game when it comes to COVID-19, said Anders Tegnell, who has overseen Sweden's response to the pandemic while resisting any form of lockdown or mask mandate. They had no lockdown in Sweden. This guy's the Swedish equivalent of Fauci, but this guy's actually probably 6 foot tall, and he's allowed to ride on most amusement rides at the park. Unlike Fauci. Fauci's on the teacups while everybody else is on the roller coaster.
Sons of bitches, I'll get you.
And he did. He got us good. Face masks can be a complement to other things when other things are safely in place, Tegnell added. But to start with having face masks and then thinking you can crowd your buses or your shopping malls, that's definitely a mistake, he urged. Tegnell has consistently spoken out against the use of masks. Last month, declaring that with numbers diminishing very quickly in Sweden, we see no point in wearing a face mask in Sweden, not even on public transport. Even the goalies in Sweden aren't allowed to wear masks anymore. It's getting kind of hairy on the ice. The findings that have been produced through face masks are astonishingly weak, even though so many people around the world wear them. That's the cool thing to do now, especially when you're robbing a bank. I'm surprised that we don't have more or better studies showing that effect masks actually have. Countries such as Spain and Belgium have made their populations wear masks, but the infection numbers have still risen. The epidemiologist also declared, yeah, you know why? Because people who wear masks all day get sick. Let's just break this down real quick. And I'm not a medical guy, but I've talked to enough of them in this whole journey, COVID-19 journey I've been on with the podcast. Thank God for the podcast. I've gotten to talk to a lot of people. you start to see things emerge, like schemes emerge. One, ventilators were killing people. So they said, oh, we need more ventilators. And then the death rate goes up. You're putting people in nursing homes with COVID. The death rate goes up. Now you're making people wear masks. And so the sickness rate goes up. Even though the mortality rate goes down with COVID. Now, but more people are sick. More people in the hospital. More people are having respiratory distress, duress. Because they have to wear a mask. A mask that doesn't benefit them. This is a scheme, folks. These guys are all fucking in it. Unfortunately, time will be the greatest landscape here, the greatest judge, and we don't have time. By the time we figure this out, we're all going to be bankrupt and screwed. It's a damn scheme. Research it. Trust, but verify. Verify what this guy's saying. Verify what I'm saying. But know this, I see patterns of schemes. I've been very adept at that through my career. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but I see angles. I grew up in a house where you had to see angles to get a piece of bread. So this stuff is like child's play. School district making parents sign a waiver, agreeing not to monitor the virtual instruction on the, you know, on the computers. You can't... Parents, let's fucking get this right. Of course, it's in Tennessee, where Governor Buddy Lee, I call him Buddy Lee. He's like the little doll they had on the commercials, in the Lee commercials. The doll would get like run over by a truck. Governor Buddy Lee, this guy's insane. So let me get this straight. You pay for the fucking school, you, parents, through school taxes, and now you can't watch what's taught to the kids, and if you do, you can't say anything. The fuck is going on in this country? This Lee guy, he should be I'm going to keep my mouth shut. Going to put up with this stuff? It's amazing the shit that people are putting up with. They're just sitting around shaking their heads. It's amazing. It's fucking amazing. School district in Tennessee is asking parents to say,
he's no fun today. Mildred, this guy's a drip.
We got serious things to talk about, man. Somebody wrote me, hey, when are we going to hear from Mildred? I got to work on that. I have to work on Mildred. I think we can use enough effects. Learning how to use some effects here. Audio effects and stuff. I think we could probably figure something out. I can just do my Mildred voice. I'll work on it. Listen to the insanity of this story. It's just insane. A school district in Tennessee is asking parents to sign a form agreeing not to monitor their child's virtual classrooms over concerns that non-student observers, that's you, you pay the fucking bill. Now you're a non-student observer. Oh, I thought you were a taxpayer. No, now you're a non-student observer. Could overhear confidential information. Like what? The fuck are you going to say to my kid that's confidential? You dizzy bitches. What are you going to say to my kid that I don't have the right to fucking hear? Who the fuck do you think you are, these people? Jesus, God Almighty. Getting upset again.
He's got a spark now, Mildred. He's back on track.
The form, a copy of which was sent to the Tennessee Star, reads, RCS strives to present these opportunities in a secure format to protect student privacy to the greatest extent possible. However, because these meetings will occur virtually, RCS is limited in the ability to fully control certain factors, such as non-student observers that may be present in the home of a student participating in the virtual meeting. If an erection lasts more than 4 hours, please... Oh, that's... Jeez. Wrong fucking ad. I'm sorry. That's what it reads like, right? That sounds like at the end of a Viagra commercial on TV. Or Cialis commercial. Two people in the bathtub. Sitting in private bathtubs, like separate bathtubs on top of a cliff. How did you get... My question is, how'd you get running water to the top of the mountain? It's a pretty goddamn good Sherpa. That's what it sounds like. Nonsense. The agreement goes on to strongly discourage non-student observation of online meetings due to the potential of confidential information about a student being revealed. And while it does not specifically say that parents may not be present while the child is participating in virtual instruction, it does say that a violation of this agreement may result in basically your kid getting kicked out of class. Kids, if you're out there listening, I have a little wisdom for you. And I know I got a lot of grade school and some high school and some college friends that listen to this. They can attest. I've been kicked out of plenty of classes. I've been kicked out of plenty of schools. There is no permanent record.
This is going on your permanent record, you son of a bitch. We finally got you.
There is no fucking permanent record, so relax about that. And guess what? Everybody I know who got kicked out of school is kicking ass right now. They have more money than they can count. So don't worry about what happens, okay? You're going to be just fine. You're just believe in yourself. And work hard, and you'll be just fine. Don't worry about these fucking Poindexters in these school. If these fuck, I know I've been very critical about teachers, and I don't, it's not a blanket for all of them, because it's the great teachers that really make a difference in your life. But if these fucking people in school knew what the fuck they were doing about, they wouldn't be teaching you in the first place. It's pretty basic, especially in college. The agreement, of course, raise parents' interest, according to the Tennessee Star, particularly given that the agreement implied items of interest might be discussed in classrooms without parents' knowledge. See, they don't want you listening in because they can't pump the brainwash, the communist, super liberal, scary type stuff into your kid's head because you're going to be listening. This might just save the American education system. This really threatens these crazed communists who have your kids' ears all day, and then you wonder why they come home at the dinner table, if you're lucky enough to spend time at the dinner table with your kid, why having dinner and almost a fist fight breaks out. Because dinner for me and my sons was always a time for me to reset all the bullshit that they heard all day. And I say, nah, that don't listen to that. Your teacher's a fucking dummy. Don't listen to that. But kids out there that don't maybe have the opportunity or don't have people in their lives to reset things, they get twisted up. Then they get out of school and they say, everybody owes me something. I don't have to work. I don't have to work. The story goes on and on and on. And you can get all these stories on True Pundit. It's worth reading this one. We'll move on for this one, but you get the gist. You get the gist. Because we're rocking and rolling already. And I'm getting fucking pissed. You can't help it. I get pissed all the time now. Report, Andrew Cuomo allows rock stars to bypass New York quarantine to attend the VMAs. Video Music Awards. Oh man, Cuomo. Cuomo thinks he's a rock star too. Laws are for the little people, if you haven't figured it out, except for Fauci. The laws only apply to the little people, except for Fauci. He has a hamster exemption. I'm taking a quick drink. Ha ha ha. The king is gone, but he's not forgotten. Cuomo killed him. This guy Cuomo, the fact that he's not fucking under investigation is a travesty, a national travesty. We tuned up Bill Barr real good last week on the Big Wednesday podcast, episode 37. You should check that out. That got a lot of attention. And I hope he's reading that on his toilet. Put that one right next to the bathroom. That's the ones you know you bothered him when they take it in the bathroom. You might fool a lot of the people out here, Barr, but you're not fucking fooling True Pundit. And you're not fooling myself and the Thomas Paine podcast. Cuomo thinks he's got everybody fooled too. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is allowing rock stars to bypass the state's mandatory 14-day quarantine so that they can perform at the MTV Video Music Awards, one of the music industry's biggest nights that's set to take place August 30th, according to a report from the media. Reports said the State Department of Health has granted the VMAs a semi-exemption to the quarantine rule. Musicians can participate in the production of the show, a spokesman for Cuomo told the media, but they will only interact with other members of the cast and crew and will quarantine when not working. Oh, okay, so they're quarantined in a building like everybody else in the world. Love how they spin that. She said the VMAs agreed to police itself with the rigorous safety protocols, including testing and screening and compliance checks by a special compliance officer. And that's usually the guy that brings the cocaine, I think. That's his job. Where's the compliance officer, man? Where's my eight ball? This is bullshit. New York has imposed a strict 14-day quarantine to travelers from 34 states. Including Florida, Texas, Georgia. Earlier this week, the governor added Alaska and Delaware. Oh, thank God. There's a lot of people blown in from fucking Alaska. We know that. He added Delaware to the list after Joe Biden visited the state after people from New York went to talk to Joe Biden about the vice presidential race. Then he put it back on the list. We don't have to go back there. We'll just put it back on the list. What else we got for this story? How about a little Beastie Boys?
Listen, all you New Yorkers.
This guy is unbelievable. Travelers who violate the quarantine can be fined up to $10,000 or be sentenced to 15 days in jail. Except Bruce. Bruce can come and go. How many of you people have been here for 15 days from out of state? Oh, not many, not many. You guys are going to get in trouble from Cuomo out here. New York has the second highest COVID-19 death rate in the country. Here's a more important question. Who the fuck would want to come to New York? Right? You couldn't even get, I won't even think you could get B-list musicians to come to New York. Boy George wouldn't even come to New York right now. New York has the second highest COVID-19 rate in the country, just behind New Jersey. Governor Cuomo is facing fire for his decision early in the pandemic to compel nursing homes to accept coronavirus patients, which is believed to have allowed the virus to spread rapidly among elderly population. Do you think? Is it believed? No, I don't fucking think it's believed. Who wrote this? You blind asshole. I'm tired of this sissy-ass crap. This is from Breitbart. No wonder your guys are getting indicted over there. You sissy-ass fucking wallflower, wimp-ass, pansy-ass journalism. The guy killed 20,000 to 30,000 people. Do the math. What do you mean it's believed to have allowed the virus to spread rapidly among the elderly population? Poor Andrew Breitbart, he rolls over in his grave every day. Every time you guys write a fucking story, he rolls over. Every time one of your guys get indicted now, he rolls over. This is a damn disgrace. Despite the state's death toll, Governor Cuomo's taking a victory lap. His new book, American Crisis, Leadership Lessons from the COVID-19 Pandemic, is set to hit shelves in October. Most of the people that might want to read it have died. His book will provide a remarkable portrait of leadership during crisis and a gritty story of gut-wrenching choices that point the way to a safer future for us all, according to the publisher, Crown. Crown. Did you fucking understand this? Did you just... I have to read that again. Now listen to this. This guy should be locked the fuck up for manslaughter, for a scheme to kill people. His book, American Crisis, Leadership Lessons from the COVID-19 Pandemic, provide a remarkable portrait of leadership during crisis and a gritty story of gut-wrenching choices that point the way to a safer future for us all. Did he go undercover in his brother's basement? Was that the gritty story, the gut-wrenching story? Or was the gut-wrenching choice of how many seniors to kill? Do we kill 5,000? I think the gut-wrenching part is the fact that he will not allow anybody to investigate how many people he killed. First, it was 6,000. I said it was 20 or 30 based on the math. And I'll talk to you about that in a minute. Then last week, they said, well, it's probably not 6. It's probably like 12. When you do the math of how many people were in nursing care homes, long-term care facility and nursing homes a year before this happened, you find that there's 20,000 that aren't there now that were there a year ago. So when I say when you do the math, that's how you investigate things when you don't have a lot to work go on and a lot of data because the state's withholding it to cover Cuomo's wrinkled ass, to cover Governor Nipple Rings' ass. This is what's going on. There's another 10,000, 15,000, or 20,000 people unaccounted for in long-term care facilities in New York. What do you think happened to them? They just fucking vanished? Give me a break. This guy's writing a book? My God. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I'm going to be up all night after this. I'm going to go down and hit the heavy bag. Maine governor orders restaurant staff to wear COVID-19 visors like dog cones. It's not funny. It's messed up. Let me see if I can get a picture of this. Bear with me. There is a picture of it. I think it might be just an example. But, you know, like the lampshades a dog wears when they go to the vet, they come back from the vet so they can't scratch themselves. That's what waiters and waitresses are wearing. Oh, my God. Go to some George Clinton. I need another drink. I need some tequila. It's Monday and I already need a drink. Can you imagine? I don't understand why people are listening to these. I just don't get it. I don't get it. The governor of Maine has ordered restaurant staff to wear anti-COVID visors upside down so they resemble dog cones in order to direct breath upwards. I think this is from being in close with a lot of the guys in Congress and in the Senate. I think this is a good idea for them. No one wants to get their dragon breath after a 3-hour liquid lunch. You could start a fire. Now, Governor Janet Pill Mills, the decree states that front of house staff in restaurants who choose to wear face shields must now wear them upside down so that they are attached at the collar instead of the forehead. so that their breath is directed up, not down, according to Maine Public Radio. Given that air conditioning units can facilitate the spread of coronavirus. Oh, is that the new one? Can they really now? Are they selling that? Can you buy an air, new air conditioner unit or new central air unit and it comes with coronavirus? And if so, do we have to pay extra for that? Because I would much rather get one that doesn't come with coronavirus and save a couple bucks. They just make up shit.
Do not use air conditioning.
Here's a little fucking news, a news break for Governor Janet Mills. The time to use air conditioners in Maine has passed. My son's played hockey in Maine for a year. It should be snowing by September. She's holding on to air conditioning in Maine, where it's 80 degrees 6 weeks out of the year. Given that air conditioning units can facilitate the spread of coronavirus, Mills' order looks like another ridiculous and pointless measure. As a symbol of submission, forcing us to obliterate our individuality by wearing masks was not explicit enough, writes Dave Blunt. So they push the envelope even further. No one can miss the significance of making people wear dog cones. Last week, the CDC announced that masks with valves, which millions of people around the world have been wearing for months, do not prevent the person wearing the mask from transmitting COVID-19 to others. I think wearing a lampshade on your head. There's been a couple parties where I wore a lampshade on my head. But I would not suggest showing up at a party with a lampshade on your head. That's something they have to work yourself. That's something as the night goes on, you make that decision. You don't show up at the door with a dog going on your head.
Yeah, is this where the part? Am I on the list?
Yeah, you're on the list, pal. Go around back. Your business around back, pal. You can't even. Leftist storm suburbs shine lights into homes while screaming out of your house into the streets. Bobby Blue Band, turn on your love light. Hundreds of far left activists stormed a residential neighborhood in Portland, Oregon. Oh, Portland. If you're living in Portland, why are you still living in Portland? On Friday night, as they shined lights into people's homes and screamed, out of your house, into the streets. The journalists identified them as being part of Antifa. The far-left activists wore black and carried shields, at least one of which could briefly be seen with a hammer and a sickle symbol on it. Out of your house, into the streets, the activists screamed as they marched through the residential neighborhood. They repeated the chant countless times throughout the area. On this story on True Pundit, there's a video of it. So check that out. People say, why?
Why don't you play the video now?
The guy's on patreon.com/TruePundit and subscribestar.com/TruePundit. The reason I don't is because I don't like to give these guys too much press. We'll put it on our website. You can check it out there. But I don't like to make these guys into fucking freedom fighters. Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, the activists screamed late into the night, adding, stolen land, stolen people, stolen land, stolen people. What the fuck does that mean? I would be across the street with a megaphone.
What the fuck does that mean?
Hold on, I gotta write this down.
What the fuck does that mean? 1, 2, 3, 4, your chants suck. Six, 5, 6, 7, 8, your chants aren't so great.
What a disgrace. So they rolled around in neighborhoods, okay? So they're shining lights in people's houses. Where are the police? Nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found. Can you imagine? What would you do? I was thinking about this when I saw this over the weekend. I said, what would you do? My wife would chain me to the bed post, make sure I didn't go outside.
You're not going back to jail, honey. Just let, they'll go away eventually. Let them go.
That's what it would be like. Somebody's outside shining a light in your face. And where are the police? Don't forget, you pay the police. You're in Portland, you pay these people, and they're doing nothing. It's fucking scary. Without a warning, you broke my house. Yeah, without a warning, you broke into my house. Some of these lights these guys have are fucking brutal. It's like an airport light from a runway. Serious candle power. We are rocking and rolling today, man. I got a couple more stories left. And for the folks who don't like the show when it's under an hour, you get your wish again. This one is one of the craziest ones of the day. I don't know if we finish here or what awaits us afterwards, but I saw this earlier. Obviously, I'm taking a gander at some of these stories to pick out their music, but I don't read too much into them. This one's insane. This is about a report with Chicago police already stretched thin. Mayor Lightfoot, seen her? She looks like Beetlejuice, or she looks like the female version of a disheveled Eric Holder. Mayor Lightfoot stations 100 cops, over 100 cops outside her house, and bans protests on her block to protect herself. That doesn't sound like a mayor at all. That sounds like a queen. We need to play the Great Britain National Anthem. God Save the Queen. Since Mayor Lightfoot is now the Queen of Chicago. Can you imagine? 100 cops outside of her... Oh, sorry. All you guys who want to just sit on your ass and not do anything while this stuff is happening out there. Not necessarily the people listening, but some of the people you know.
And we'll just wait for something to happen. There's a plan.
This would have been your national anthem if the guys in the 1700s and the colonies did the same shit.
Now there's a plan. Just wait for the plan.
Uh-huh. This would be your national anthem. God Save the Queen. Here's my anthem. Yeah, it's a fascist regime. Listen to this bird brain broad.
Mildred doesn't like when you say broad. I just thought I'd tell you. She doesn't like that, okay? Are you part of the Rat Pack?
Even as police in Chicago are stretched to the limit, Democratic mayor and coward Lori Lightfoot has allegedly ordered a continuous heavy police presence outside her home in Logan Square. And banned protests on her block to protect herself and her family. Oh, isn't that nice? What about everybody else in Chicago? 100 fucking cops? This woman should be locked the fuck up. Where's the Department of Justice at? Has anybody seen Bill Barr? Is there an open buffet at the Mayflower again? The Chicago Tribune reported Thursday that the city has effectively banned all protests on Lightfoot Street, including peaceful ones. Even at peaceful protests in Chicago means no one dies. There could be there could be gunshots, and there could be injuries, but nobody dies. That's a peaceful protest in Chicago. Elsewhere in the city, protests have been allowed to continue and only supported by the mayor, openly supported by the mayor, but not on her street. The Queen. Unbelievable. According to an email sent by the district commander at the time, officers assigned to enforce the directive were instructed to tell protesters that it is against the city code and the state law to protest. They must leave the mayor's neighborhood immediately. After the warning is given, the street should be locked down, the instructions added. In order to carry out the orders, a large contingent of officers have been routinely stationed outside the home of the mayor. FOP President, Fraternal Order of Police President John Catanzara told the Chicago Sun-Times that as many as 140 officers have been assigned to the home at certain times. One of Lightfoot's neighbors came up with the name Fort Laurie to describe the scene. I think it's more like Fort Birdbrain. Maybe she should move into a high-rise downtown where you can put like 20 officers at the front of the building if need be, Catanzara suggested. I get the family safety, but you pick the job. This is insane. We're going right into some Megadeth angry again because I'm getting angry again. George is getting angry.
And Mel just getting angry too. Pick it up.
Yes, I'm in my own world here. I get the family safety, Catanzara said, but you pick this job. What about all the officers who are getting projectiles thrown at them, fireworks shot at them? It's the do as I say, not as I do mentality, he continued. Catanzara is not the only one who has taken some offense at the action. Who wouldn't take offense at the action? Who is this from? The Blaze. Come on, guys. It's fucking offensive. 100% 360 offensive. The Trib, Chicago Trib, noted that the order, which siphons away police resources from other areas to protect the mayor's neighborhood, has led to some quiet grumbling within the police department. Who cares about the fucking police department grumbling? What about the 20-month-old that just got gunned down, African-American kid? Gunned down and killed. 2-year-old, gunned down and killed. Kids getting gunned down and killed. And this bitch is surrounded like a fortress? The fuck is the matter with you people out there? Who cares what the police think? What about the public? They're the ones paying the bill for all this shit. What does the public think? Chicago, you don't have a problem with that? Is that much of a shithole that you don't even care about it? I find that hard to believe. Lightfoot defended the move Thursday, telling reporters, given the threats that I have personally received, given the threats to my home and my family, I'm going to do everything to make sure that they're protected. I make no apologies whatsoever. We have a right in our home to live in peace. Really? Because I don't think that's the general feeling in Chicago. I think most people are fucking terrified, and they don't have the ability to dictate like a queen, Queen fucking Elizabeth, to surround your house with cops while the rest of the city's a battlefield and while you are telling the president not to send federal agents out there. Are you insane? You have a law and order problem, massive law and order problem, and you're siphoning resources away. This is insane. We have a right in our home to live in peace. Do you think that your constituents feel that way? I don't think so. I don't think so. The mayor did not elaborate on the threats, but said, suffice it to say that every single day there is something that pops up. There are specific threats to my person, to my wife, and to our home. Yeah, sure there are. Let's see them. Shouldn't the threats be public? What the? What threats? Fucking bullshit. Total bullshit. Let's just roll right into the next story. from one shithole to another. Patterson, New Jersey. We move forward to Patterson. I used to be on the mean streets of Patterson from time to time, covering the demise of a once great city. New Jersey election has been invalidated by a judge in Patterson, and a new election has been ordered to be held due to rampant mail-in voter fraud. You don't think mail-in fraud, voter fraud exists? Think again. What do we have left here? Go back to Megadeth. On Wednesday, State Superior Court Judge Ernest Capocella. He's from the neighborhood. Hey, Judge Capocella. Ruled that the election for a Patterson City Council seat had been irreversibly tainted. A new election has been ordered to take place in November. The mayor of Patterson praised the ruling. It was the right ruling, Mayor Andre Saye told CNN. The past election was fraught with fraud. I remember being in Patterson, helping unseat the Passaic County prosecutor. That was fun. It didn't last long. First, I did the Bergen County prosecutor. I almost got him indicted. And then we moved next door to Passaic County in Patterson. And that prosecutor didn't do so well either. This bastard's lucky I went to Trenton after that. I would have mowed my way through the rest of the state. Four people were charged with criminal conduct in connection to this election. A fraudulent election, including a Patterson councilman and a councilman-elect. President Trump and the Republican Party have repeatedly warned about the dangers of universal mail-in voting, and this ruling gives them more evidence that on a national level, mail-in voting for the presidential election would be a disaster. U.S. Attorney General William, I'm still asleep, Barr, also sounded the alarm about mail-in voting. No one's seen him since.
Mail-in voting could be dangerous. I'll be back in a couple months.
What do you think is going to happen? So these guys, this is interesting because we covered this like 2 weeks ago on Pain in the Morning, this story about an election, right? In Patterson. And I said, great. All these guys are jamming. What are you going to do with the election? Are you going to have a redo the election? And they did. That's good. Of course, they had to go to court. These guys always have to go to court. They just can't make the right decision. There's always somebody opposing it. It's unbelievable, really. But at least they're doing it. That's good. I'm sure it'll be an honest election in North Jersey. There won't be any improprieties whatsoever. There won't be any mail-in voter fraud this time around. Everybody will be on the up and up. I'm sure that's going to happen. Sure. Now you're seeing a little glimpse of what awaits us as a country. Here's the other thing too, right? When did you approve, you out there, individuals, when did you approve that, hey, yeah, mail-in voting is a good thing? I don't remember anybody fucking asking me. Will you vote by mail? Do you want to vote by mail? Do you think that's a good idea? All of a sudden, let me tell you what they did, because I watched it. These guys are slick. Pelosi and all these guys in the House and these criminals, they just started talking about, oh, he went back to Mangione. All right, I'll go back to Mangione. Actually, let's go back to God Save the Queen. I don't want to lose the train of thought what I was thinking about. How about some George Thorogood? What they did was, it's a good song too, Willie and the Hand Jive. The Dems did a hand jive on all of us. Those sleight of hand jive. Here's what they did. I knew it when I made mention of it on one of the shows I do. I don't know which one. Say so much on a regular basis. they started talking about, oh, we're worried that there's going to be potential problem with the mail-in vote. It could be fraud, and we want to make sure that the everything is kosher with the post office so that there's no fraud and there's no mail-in voter fraud. That's what Pelosi came out with. This is all like they cook these schemes up behind the scenes. They concoct these operations. As soon as I saw that, I said, wait a minute. These fucking guys, it's already decided. That's going to be the talking point. They're worried about the they're worried about problems with fraud, potential fraud in the mail-in vote. They never even asked or voted or anything whether there was going to be mail-in voting. They just started right away saying they're worried about the process and how to keep it honest. And then they float that trial balloon. This is what they do. And people are like, oh, yeah, you know, that's a good idea. If there's going to be votes by mail, we have to make sure that everything's on the up and up. And they didn't get enough pushback. So what they do is then they come out and they double down. And they start, it's kind of like planting a tree, right? You plant a tree, and then you water it. It starts to get roots, right? And then you water it again. This is what they did. They came back out. They rewatered the story, and the roots got longer and stronger. Then they kept watering the same tree, the same mail-in voting tree, and it gets bigger and bigger, and the trunk gets bigger, and it becomes stronger until it's fact. It's another operation. But do you remember anybody voting for this as a way in your state? Mail-in voting? I mean, all of a sudden we have mail-in voting now. It's insane. Does it even matter at this point? But I'm saying, it's insane. And this is how they operate. This is fucking what they do. Is that it for today? But you're getting a glimpse of what happened in Patterson. Thanks to the folks out there on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit for your feedback and the banter and the intel and the good conversation, smart conversation. We appreciate your support there directly. We're not funded by millionaires and billionaires, and we're not funded by Chinese billionaires and Chinese millionaires. It's insane. It's insane what goes on in the media. We're just funded by you. There won't be any surprises that I was taking millions of dollars from some kook from China or anywhere else. So we appreciate your support directly on those platforms and in the subscriber-only area. Again, the wheel comes around. It's a new week. More Pain Show tomorrow night on those platforms only. We're cooking up other things for the platforms, subscriber platforms only too. So, and you get the video podcast. And we're busy crafting this thing like a a piece of clay. We've been trying to shape for the last 7 or 8 months. We appreciate all your feedback and your support. It means a lot to us and the small group of folks we have behind us here, who I think are very good at what they do, and I applaud them on a regular basis privately. And I appreciate your patronage and your support. So, take care and God bless, and we'll see you very soon. I got my first real six string.